Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Daf Gimel, in the Ois V'Adar edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Beis, starting Daf Beis and Beis on the bottom. So the Mishnah was talking about the fact that if you have three trees at a Beis Seil, so there you're allowed to plow the entire Beis Seil before Shemitah until the time of a Zdei Ilud, until the time you're allowed to plow a field of trees, which is Shavuos. Then the Gemara brought a discussion regarding someone who buys three trees. Does he buy the land as well? And the Gemara said that if you buy three trees, you buy the land. What is the shape of the three trees? Rav said it has to be a suyin tzuvo, which is a shape of a triangle. Three trees, two, one next to each other, one in front of them, in between. And Shmuel says even one straight row, you also buy the land in between. Now the Gemara is going to come and compare this to the Mishnah of Shemitah. There is a discussion between Rav and Shmuel. If you have the trees, the shape of the trees, do you get the land between them or not? But here, regarding Shemitah, there is no discussion. Everybody agrees that the trees have to be in a triangle way and not in a straight line. Reb Chaim here goes to do the cheshbon because the idea is that every tree is yoinik, nurtures from 25 amo, 12 and a half from each side. So if I have two trees, one next to each other, and each one is going 12 and a half amma to each side, and you have another tree in between, which is going 12 and a half amma to each side, so then you have a vast majority of the Beis Seil being utilized by the trees. That's why Chachamim said the entire Beis Seil you can plow. But if you have three trees in one row, then the amount of area which the trees are taking to be yoinik from is not the majority of the Beis Seil. It's only 12 and a half amma to the side of the row, and therefore you're not allowed to go and do a plowing of the entire field. Says the one of Gimel Amud Aleph, Amar B'Yoino, Afilo Ochi Samar, Sephirna disagrees. It says also here, also by here in Shemitah, even when you have three trees in one row, you're still allowed to plow the entire Beis Seil. Why is that so? I'm not using the entire Beis Seil for the trees. Says the Gemara B'Kravim. What does it mean, Mikravim? When they're close, explains Reb Chaim, based on the Chazon Ish, when they're close to each other, so then the roots start penetrating to other sides. It's true. When you have a tree standing on its own, it only is yoinig, only nurtures from a circle of 25 amma around the tree, 12 and a half amma to each side. But if there's no room, so then the tree goes to other sides. And it still takes the entire space that a regular tree does, but if it's not exactly near it, it's going to penetrate and the roots will go out to maybe 30 amma or even more if it doesn't have room right next to it. Meaning, in the end of the day, even when trees are not situated in a way of a triangle, but in one row, so they're more close to each other, they're still yoinik the entire sode because they stretch out if they are confined into a certain area. And the Gemara now is going to bring a few questions on that to come and point out that that's l'chura not true. That we see the trees only yoinik where they are in their normal natural area of 25 amma circle around the tree and not more than that. So the Gemara brings a few questions. Question number one is, says the Gemara, Amalei Amono, V'im Bekravim, this is true regarding trees that are close to each other. V'at Tanina, we learn, Kadeshi Abokar Oiver Bekalev, as we learn in the Mishnah, if trees are too close to each other, they don't have enough room for the ox to pass in between, so then they're not considered to be real trees, because you're going to uproot the middle tree. Says the Gemara, why? Why will you uproot the middle tree? If the tree doesn't have space to be yoinik right there, it's going to extend to other areas. You see, that's not true. That's what one points out. Isacham, you come and see. B'shasha boker oyver b'kelov. If there's room for an axe to go by, hashoshim malchim b'natzad. So then the roots go and they have space to be yainik. B'shasha ena boker oyver b'kelov. But if the boker does not go in between, ain't hashoshim malchim b'natzad. Then the shoshim do not go to the side. Why not? According to you, should be able to go to the side. See, if a mi'ar raya just goes to the place where a tree is meant to go. Rav Elazar Shabbos asked the question. So according to Rav Chaim's chat, we talk about here another question, Rabbi Yoina. According to you, when the trees in between, we said we learned earlier, the trees in between are about 16 amma in between. So they're yoinik and that's only 16 amma. Until the other direction, they're yoinik more. When they're standing on their own, they're yoinik 25 amma. How did that make sense? That it depends where the tree is. It just is asking the Parshat Svara. Mizuzu shashasa uletzad the sivu chamesh. Shulam bar Yitzchak boy, he brings another question. Hayun nisanim bitzad hagoder choreshin kol beiseo bishvilon? Could they have yoyin a svaro that if the tree doesn't have room next to it, it's going to go to other areas? So if I have three trees right next to a fence, you want to tell me you'll still give them beiseo because they're not able to penetrate because the fence stops the roots? So you'll give them beiseo to the other side, even though it's way beyond the area of the trees? Then the chore doesn't seem to be true. The Gemara continues and speaks at Daf Gimel and the base. Omar Rabbi Yosi, in boi niten lehem arba seo. Seo mikan, veseo mikan, seo mikan, veseo mikan. If when trees are very close to each other, they penetrate out, you should give them more areas. You should give area for every beiseo, you should have four beiseo around it. Because if they're very close to each other within the beiseo, and each tree is, they're going yoinik a full beiseo, you should give beiseo from each side. Meaning, if the tree is able to penetrate, so give it more room. The world continues on with questions, not specifically of Rabbi Yoino. Rabbi Yomi Abai, Rabbi Yomi asked the question. What happens if you have a tree which takes an area of two seo? Do you give an entire ender underneath it, plus the area of oyer v'saloi, the one who cuts the fruits? So you're giving one tree much more room than a single tree, because if the tree has very long leaves. Meaning you will have over here sometimes, when you have three trees together, you're given less space than one tree. That's a question. Is that true or not true? And the way Reb Chaim reads the Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara is saying, Be'isu shnei prokem erishayim. This question applies, do I give this a sod de ilan? Do I say this one single tree that takes a space of two seya will have a din of a sod de ilan for that area, which is even greater than three trees, and we'll let it plow like the din of the shtei prokem erishayim. The two times you have to stop plowing. And it's Zdeh Lovin until Pesach, and Zdeh Ilun until Atzeres. You'll give it a din of Atzeres, you'll treat it as Zdeh Ilun. Continuing now the Gemara, and brings a question, we're going to use the Girsa of Chaim uses, was the Girsa of the Rash Sirlau, and instead of taking the word Elu, we're saying Ilun. Ilun milamalo, chorshim bo milamato. If you have a tree up on top of a hill, so you're allowed to plow also below the hill, because the roots go down below. Ilun milamato, chorshim bo milamalo. But what happens when the Ilun is in the bottom of a hill? Are you still allowed to plow above where the seemingly the roots don't go uphill? Nichos says the Gemara Ilun milamala choshim milamata. It does make sense that if the Ilun is above, so you can plow below. But Ilun milamata choshim milamala, how does that make sense? So when Nishmini Mado, let's look for the following. We found that we say like this. Mochikim se Ilun minabor esivichamesh amos. You're not allowed to have a tree next to a pit. Why? Because the roots of the tree go and ruin the pit. We're talking about a pit that is full of water. We say it doesn't matter if the tree is above the pit or below the pit. So, how do you read this Mishnah? Maybe you're telling me that you read the Mishnah is, if the tree is up and the bor, the pit, is below, or that they're both below, meaning they're both in the same level. That's what it means, lamal mato. Lamal, tree up, bor down. Lamato, they're both down. Then it makes sense. Says Gemara of Atani, we have a brisa that says, Ilum milamalum v'abor milamatum. If the tree is up and the pit is down, Ilum milamatum v'abor milamalum. Or the opposite, if the tree is down and the pit is up, says the Gemara, Nicho Ilum milamalum v'abor milamatum. I understand, if the tree is up and the pit is down, that makes sense. But Ilum milamatum v'abor milamalum, but if the tree is down and the bor is up, V'derecha sheroshim la'alois milamalum, do you want to tell me the roots go uphill? Can we learn that from this price? Because then we can understand also regarding Mishmitah. You could go and plow the field even if it goes uphill. Says the Avdal and Mudalef, Omer Chanino, Loi. Mipnei Asheroshim, Elo Shem Asim Ofar Techoyach Vemalkim Arisa Shabur. Not because the roots go uphill, but when you have a tree and the roots go below, go downhill, but go below the pit, they make the earth, which is surrounding the pit above the roots, they make it very soft. And then it ruins the bor, it ruins the pit. That's the reason. That applies only when you have a tree in a pit. Now in Shemitah, we have to plow the field for the purpose of Shemitah. So the Gemara says, L'chura, based on this brisa, it sounds here that you could plow the field even uphill. How does that make sense? It doesn't really work. Roots don't go uphill. So then we'll also over the Kamei Rav Yosso. So this story, this case came in front of Rav Yosso, Piraboin, the son of Raboin. It's a shittas yachid that holds the roots do go uphill. We don't follow that. We all does not go uphill. Vetani hello, we found that brisa that says if Shimon Oimer kasher shomu milamalo kachomu milamato. See this Reb Shimon that says that the same way you can plow uphill, you can plow downhill, but we don't hold that way. We can hold. We hold chachomim that argue Shimon hold you can plow only downhill but not uphill because the roots don't go uphill, and therefore for shemitah purposes, plowing around the tree it's only if it's the same level or below that. With this, we conclude Yushami Shvi Stav Gimel.